This is Kaya Biz with Kokuletu Mfuphi on Kaya FM.
Alan Gray, helping you secure your future. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. As mentioned earlier, Afropolitans, it's Alan Gray Day. And that's an important day because this is where we really get to grasp concepts that impact and influence our investment journeys, how it is that we need to stick to the long haul, as well as understanding many of the factors that we need to consider as we embark on this long-term journey. And when we talk about investments, really, I'm also one of those investors who gets itchy hands, right, and itchy feet, where you want to see the growth, you want to see the outcomes. And sometimes you get so impatient, you actually consider switching into different products, which actually might have shown slightly better growth. But that's one particular trait that we as investors need to be very mindful of, because it's our behavior that really has a significant impact on the habits that we set in order to be successful investors in the long term. But someone who knows all about this and is going to share some guidelines in terms of making sure that we establish those habits, we understand them and we ingrain them within our investment journeys is Nomi Poglani. She's the head of strategic markets at Alan Gray. Nomi, welcome to Kaya Biz. Great to speak to you again.
Thank you, Gugu. Very good to speak to you again as well.
I'm quite excited because I think this hits very close to home for a lot of Afropolitans, right? We take on the discipline of actually saving and investing. We invest for the long term. And sometimes we can be challenged in terms of sticking to the investment plan that one has actually established. So perhaps remind us as to why it's important to start with a plan in order to have that be our reminder or our blueprint for embarking on this long-term investment journey.
Sure, I think a plan is a good starting point for really any goal that might be important to you. And certainly when it comes to investing, it isn't any different. You know, if I had to think of the three reasons why a plan might be really useful, is that number one, I think it's going to force you to define exactly what your goals are. Like, you need to know what exactly you are saving for and how long you have to do it. So it's very important. It helps you define those goals. And then I think secondly, once you've actually defined what those goals are, it helps you articulate what are the steps you need to take in order to achieve that goal. And then lastly, what a plan is going to do is that it's going to help you stay the course. It almost gives you a guide so that if you're going off track, you can check back against the plan to almost get a sense of how you're doing and whether you're actually going to achieve those goals.
Important that you mention those goals, because as we know, life does happen, right? And goals get interfered, our plans might be disrupted, and that raises a significant challenge, especially given what many South Africans experienced just last year and currently with the COVID-19 pandemic. But what happens should our plans change, should our goals be shifted when we happen to experience a stumbling block? How do we actually manage that situation when it comes to our investments?
Sure. So I think that, you know, we can all agree that all plans, or at least all good plans, benefit from some level of flexibility. And I think what's important is figuring out what are the sorts of triggers that are actually appropriate to actually start to initiate a process for you to review your plan. So when you think about an investment plan, I think a key ingredient is the fact that there is going to be short-term pain, and that's really as a result of what we see happening in the markets. And so you have to kind of go into investing knowing that. Having said that, you know, I mentioned this idea of kind of useful or appropriate triggers that might guide you as to whether it is actually time to review your plan. So two sort of useful or appropriate triggers that to think about are, number one, you know, it's useful to review your plans. You know, some people do it annually. So say an annual review of your plan, you know, this is where you're actually thinking about whether the plan is still relevant to your goals. Are your goals still relevant? Are you still investing in the right funds that will help you achieve your goals? So that's the first sort of appropriate trigger, is about figuring out, you know, whether your goals are still relevant and your plan still helps you achieve that. Mm-hmm. And then I think the second really important trigger, and this is something we saw during the pandemic, is when your circumstances change. And so many people lost their income or their income was reduced. And so you might be faced with a scenario where, for example, you might not be able to save as much as you had initially planned into your retirement. And so it means that in the short term, you actually need to adjust that goal. And then it's important to make sure that you do actually come back and review that as your circumstances evolve. Now, the one thing, just one last thing I want to mention, Google, as it relates to kind of triggers to evaluate your plan.
Sure.
The third one is maybe one that's a dangerous one, and this is one that is less useful, and that's got to do with us making changes to our plan in reaction to market changes. And so this is something we would have seen during the pandemic when, you know, the All Share Index lost about 30% in around March 2020. And so if you were exposed to equities, you would have experienced some of that decline in your investment value. And that may have triggered you to make withdrawals or to take decisions on your investment plan that actually perhaps it wasn't the best time to make that decision.
Ooh, and that speaks to something quite important, right? Sometimes we withdraw because of our behavior. Maybe it's fear and anxiety about not actually being able to reap the rewards that we want and just being impatient with this long-term journey. Remind us, Nomi, in terms of our emotions and how they can actually impact our investment outcomes and maybe how sometimes we need to think with our heads and not
sure.
our hearts, right?
Yes, no, 100%. I lost you for a second there, but I think the first part of your question was to really, you know, what are some of the ways that our emotions can impact our investment outcomes?
100%.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so earlier we were talking about having an investment plan and that it's really important to help you stay the course. But often I think what we see, one of the biggest challenges, in fact, preventing us from achieving success as it relates to our investment is our inability to control our emotions and almost resist the urge to react to what we see happening in the market. So as an example, you know, we spoke about, you know, last year in March, all shares lost about 30%. And so you may have taken a decision because you were nervous. You were fearful, and this compelled you to act. So this acting out of our emotions is very natural for humans. But I think what's important is that you need to find a way to be able to take a step back. Because if you take an action in a time like that, you may lock in what we call a permanent loss. Because what you typically see after a market decline like that is there's subsequent recovery, and you lose out of that if you move out of the market. And so I think two things to really help you almost keep your emotions in check. The first one is to give time and space to your decisions. You know, our investment plans are for long-term goals, and so it mustn't feel like an emergency to make a decision that impacts our long-term goals. We really need to give it the time and space that it needs. And then secondly, I think seek perspectives you can trust and also lean on the advice and expertise of people who understand the industry, understand investments. And this is where I think the value of an independent financial advisor can be completely indispensable in helping you just put short-term volatility and market noise in perspective, not only from a technical and understanding investments perspective, but also from a personal perspective, just really grounding you and keeping you committed to your long-term goals, which might remain relevant even though there's a lot of things that are happening at the moment which make you feel like you want to take some actions.
Very important pointers that you mentioned there. Sometimes we get lost in the headlines, hearing about the markets going up and down, and then we actually get tempted to want to take action. So be patient, Afropolitans. Give your investments the time that's required for them to meet the goals and objectives that you have. If you've just joined us for this conversation, Afropolitans, we are speaking to the head of strategic markets at Allan Gray, Nomi Potlani, who's helping us in terms of understanding how we need to set the right habits to participate and be successful investors for the long term and understanding some of the tools that we need to be mindful of. So starting off with a plan, having a plan that has a sense of flexibility just in case major changes take place, and of course managing your emotions effectively. But Nomi, to pick up on another theme that we often hear about when it comes to investing, but I guess sometimes when you're allocating your funds, it might get lost in the background as you want to follow with trends. But that's diversification, right? Never put your eggs in one basket. Remind us again how this actually contributes to one being a successful long-term investor.
So I think not putting your eggs in one basket is a really great definition for diversification. And really what it's allowing you to do is to build a portfolio that is resilient to a whole bunch of outcomes that might happen in the future, because the future is always uncertain. And so a fund or an investment portfolio that has diversification means that it's invested across different asset classes. So it might have cash, it might have equities, it might have bonds, but also it could be invested across different currencies and different geographies. And what this is going to do is that it almost limits the risk of terminal capital loss because you have an opportunity to earn returns in one asset class or sector region when another one is being punished. So it's really a way of putting more tools in your toolbox.
More tools in your toolbox, which makes it easier then to manage any kind of challenge or crisis that comes in. Nomi, thank you so much for your time this evening. And I think you mentioned the support of a financial advisor, an independent financial advisor. How else can we as Afropolitans make sure that we speak to the right people who know the right things to help us the right way with our investment journey?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, an independent financial advisor is a good place to start. These are qualified financial experts. And I think what they can help you do is really figure out your plan because you might be able to make a plan for your goals. But how do you know that it's accurate and it's actually going to help you achieve the goals that you've set for yourself? And then I think even more importantly, to some of the things we were speaking about, and how do you manage staying on track once you have a plan? And that's where financial advisor can actually not only hold you accountable, but they're the ones that are going to recommend the right course of action when it feels like things are really scary, you don't know what to do, should you move out, should you stay in. Financial advisor is actually going to recommend the best course of action for you. And I think that can be really useful, not only from an investment outcome perspective, but I think just from a peace of mind.
Definitely peace of mind. Everybody likes to sleep well at night. And the easiest way to do that is to know that your money is also safe. Nomi, thank you so much for your time as always. We really appreciate this feedback. Afropolitans, that was Nomi Polani, Head of Strategic Markets at Allan Gray. Allan Gray, helping you secure your future. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.